Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for taking time to join us today. Before we dive into today's content, and I can't wait to do that because I hope it'll be really helpful, I do want to invite you, if you've got a question, a topic, or maybe even a favorite verse that you'd like for us to talk about on the podcast this summer, please drop us a note. We would love to be able to answer specific questions, talk about topics that are on your heart and on your mind, or even use verses that are on your heart. Please drop us a note at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, or chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. We would love to incorporate those very, very soon as part of the podcast. Well, we've talked on the podcast before about just the level of stress that people around us are facing. I mean, so many people feel stressed out, worn out, and burnt out. There's so much talk about the need to reduce stress, the need to manage stress. In fact, one of the things about me is for the last 20 plus years, I've been a chronic migraine sufferer. And so I've done all the research, I've done testing, I've done all the things. And one of the things that often shows up on a list of things to look out for is just the idea of stress. Now, fortunately for me, I feel like I've found a solution, but I want to talk about today, how do you handle stress? How do you reduce stress? How do you lower that level in your life? And the one word I want you to think about today is relationship. See, I think every single person needs an inner circle. In church world, we call this a small group. Somebody or some group that helps you connect with others, people that you can share life with, and as part of that, fuel your faith. In fact, if you look at the Gospels, it is impossible to read the Gospels without seeing that Jesus himself did everything, just about everything, with his small group, with his inner circle, with his disciples. Now, when I was studying for this, I ran across a list of ways that we can reduce stress in our relationship with God. And so I want to give you a couple of these and then expand on it. But the first way to begin to reduce stress is to know who you are and to know whose you are. In other words, you've got to be crystal clear about your identity in Christ. A second way to reduce stress is to know your why, W-H-Y, to know why you're on this earth, to know why you're doing what you're doing. What is your motivation for today? Whose approval are you living for? A third way to reduce your stress is to know how God's wired you, your personality, your gifting, your calling. A fourth way to reduce stress is to live intentionally. In other words, focus on things that matter and get rid of, I'm telling you, get rid of all the other stuff, all the other clutter spiritually, emotionally, physically. A fifth way to reduce stress is to spend time with your Heavenly Father every single day, whether that's through Bible study or prayer, where you listen to Him. But one of the things that I think gets overlooked for so many people is the need for the community, the need to have a small group, the need to have an inner circle. Listen to what Jesus himself said to his inner circle, to his small group in Matthew 26. In verse 38, he said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Now, the context is Jesus was undergoing the most stressful moment in his life. He knew he'd be betrayed. He knew he'd go through some fake trial. He knew that he would go to the cross in the near future. And when he was in that stressful moment, he didn't face it alone. He had his small group, his disciples, his inner circle. Now, what's interesting is what they didn't do. Jesus didn't need them to lecture him. Jesus did not need them to give him some cliche sayings. He did not need them to do any of those things. Instead, he just needed their presence. Now, Pastor Chuck reminds our inner circle of the importance of presence. He talks about being near people, the ministry of presence. I think it was JFK who told his wife to walk slowly among the people. And so I want to encourage you today, in a similar way that Jesus leaned on and benefited from an inner circle, so can you, so can I. Do you have that kind of group? Do you have an intentional small group, an inner circle that helps you grow? If you do, Don't take it for granted, especially now, especially in this season. Be sure to reach out to one another, text one another, check in. If there's somebody that's gone off the radar for a while, check in on them. Don't take it for granted. And then if you don't have an inner circle, consider praying about starting one. Maybe you want to invite some neighbors together, maybe some coworkers or acquaintances from church. Don't overthink the details. Don't try to think through all the things up front. Just take a next step. And I wouldn't be surprised that as you begin to live more intentionally in relationship with others, that your faith would increase and your stress would go down. Well, have a great day today. If we can join you in praying for anything, drop us a note today at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.